AI hype meets the earnings test. Oracle, Adobe, and a volatile tech market. Oracle and Adobe are set to report quarterly earnings this week under intense investor scrutiny over whether artificial intelligence demand can substantiate current technology sector valuations. Both companies have seen their stock prices elevated on AI-related expectations. Investors are increasingly demanding concrete revenue evidence rather than conceptual potential. Oracle's results will offer a window into whether enterprise customers are purchasing AI cloud services at the scale and price points that justify the company's current market capitalization. Adobe faces a different question: whether customers are paying premium prices for AI-integrated creative tools, or whether AI has become a standard expectation that commands no pricing power, representing increased development costs rather than new revenue streams. Tencent completed its first dollar-denominated bond sale since 2021, raising $4 billion in a move analysts interpreted as preparation for a potentially challenging economic environment. The successful issuance suggested that institutional investors still regard major Chinese technology companies as creditworthy, despite ongoing geopolitical tensions and restricted access to U.S. capital markets. European retail investors, meanwhile, rushed to participate in SpaceX's record IPO, demonstrating continued appetite for high-growth technology investments even amid broader volatility. In pharmaceuticals, Roche and Nurix announced a $2.3 billion agreement for co-development of bexobrutideg, an oral BTK degrader targeting blood cancer, with Nurix receiving $700 million upfront. Large upfront payments of that scale indicated confidence in biotechnology innovation at a moment when technology valuations more broadly are under pressure. Defense and healthcare stocks outperformed technology equities Monday, a pattern that typically signals investor flight to safety during periods of geopolitical uncertainty. The International Air Transport Association warned that rising jet fuel costs will halve airline industry profits and trigger failures among weaker carriers. United Airlines is reportedly responding by shifting toward asset deals, positioning itself to acquire distressed competitors' routes and aircraft at discounted prices during an anticipated consolidation wave. IATA also projected that sustainable aviation fuel will cover less than 1% of aviation needs in 2026, with total output reaching only 2.4 million tons, and called EU mandates for synthetic sustainable fuel beyond unrealistic.